I was just going to share a brief thought. It ties in a bunch of verses that have been shared over the last 3 weeks, probably. I'm going to share one verse in Revelation I shared before. And I like it. It says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let him who hears say, 'Come.' And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires to let him take the water of life freely." So God has prepared all things for us. It's ready. We just need to come. And I think that ties into a verse. He desires none to perish, but all to come to know him. God's will is that none would perish. And I was thinking about the Pharisees. We've heard it said before, Jesus spoke the strongest words for the Pharisees. But those words were specifically chosen that they would repent. They weren't to condemn them. They were so that they would repent. And a brother shared a verse that for me was so encouraging in Luke 7, a couple weeks ago. It talked about this. It was like a confirmation of that to me. In Luke 7. And it's in verse 30. And it says, "But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him." God had a will for the Pharisees. It's true. God desires none to perish. He had a will for the Pharisees that they would believe upon his son, Jesus Christ, be baptized by him, and receive the forgiveness of sins. He desires none to perish. He was saying, come, even to the Pharisees, they should come. But they weren't willing. And then just recently, this week, I was reading in John 5. And Jesus is talking here, and he says, John 5, I'll start in verse 38. It says, "But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe." In other words, you don't believe me. I'm the Son of God, Jesus Christ. You're not believing in me. "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life." I mean, they were studied. They knew the scriptures inside and out. I mean, they talked about some of those people. You've heard these things where they could pound a nail through the Torah and they would be able to tell you what letter it would go through. I mean, they knew them in extremely well. They knew them, they had memorized them better than any one of us. Absolutely. They knew the scriptures. But yet, these are the scriptures that testified of Jesus. Even Moses testified of Jesus. And it says in verse 40, "But you're not willing to come." He's telling them in Revelation, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, but they weren't willing to come, right? "To me that you may have life." They weren't willing to come. It's like, why is it they weren't willing to come? What was the reason? And what is the reason that could get in our way of coming at different times in our life? What causes us to come slowly to him, not to come running? What is it? And there's a danger here. Verse 41 goes on, it says, "I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?" Here's the reason they didn't come. They were unable to believe. They were unable to accept that they needed to come and be baptized by him because they were seeking the honor of men. The honor of men, we were talking about this in the last couple days, is one of the greatest dangers we need to fight against when we're seeking for the praises and honor of men. It will put us back into bondage. And it can come upon any one of us. What are we seeking? We need to seek his honor. God the Father, we need to live before his face. What does that look like? What does it mean to fear him? I love it, understanding it this way. Is to desire his praise alone. In everything we do, to desire his praise. That is also completely freeing. freeing from trying to please men. And Paul talked about this as well in Galatians 1. He said, if I still desired to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Jesus Christ. To become a bondservant of Jesus Christ is to desire to please him alone. That should be our goal and our ambition. It can show up all over the place, in the workplace, with our friends, with our family members, to be seen and observed a certain way. We're concerned how they perceive us. Those thoughts are not from God. Those ones we got to take captive. There's one thing we should be concerned about. Father, how do you see me? How do you view me? How do you perceive my actions? And in so doing, we become free of the seeking of honor of men. And it can happen right in the own, right here in church. I mean, it can happen to me. I was thinking, I was a verse I was encouraged by. And I thought, oh, wow, I should wait till Sunday. Wait till Sunday? What's wrong with Friday? There's less people. Yeah, what's the motive of that? The Lord was showing me, examine my heart. Am I seeking the praises of men? Why would I have to wait to a bigger crowd? That's from the devil, that motive. That's so fleshly. It's demonic, right? It's not about that. It's about the one, isn't it? We just heard it. Jesus crossed the lake for the one. And you know what? This is what we've been pondering. The laborers are few. How many are willing to spend time and text and spend time with one? That's the heart that we need. Those that are seeking the honor of men, they don't want to spend time for the one. They want to share when there's a multitude. They can get lots of honor. But those that are willing to spend time with the one, no one else knows the time we spend praying for the one that we have a burden for. No one else knows how many texts, right? How many phone calls, how many little notes we might write. No one knows the time. But God knows. We're concerned about the one because we're not concerned about the honor of men. We want to please our Father. And he had time for one. And in the same way, we also. It kind of ties together. But there's a danger there I think we need to be aware of. And it can creep in at any time. It's when we desire to have the honor of men. It can show up in different ways. Sometimes it just means we're not willing to humble ourselves to our brothers and say, hey, pray for me, I'm struggling. Hey, you know what? The devil will get us into bondage. Other ways, it can show up in some super spiritual way as well. But we need to guard against this, desiring the honor of men, honor and praise of men. That's what the Pharisees sought after, and that's why they were unable to believe and truly come and be free. Think back to when you first found repentance. I would say with a high degree of certainty that you let go of worrying or caring about what men think. I know from myself, when I found repentance the first time, all of a sudden I feared and desired to please God, and I concerned what he thought more than anyone around me, and he showed up and he delivered me. I think it goes hand in hand. Humility ties right into desiring the honor from God and not men.